paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Diamond Ghost Charters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free. Open spaces, come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on this cold bunny in the woods day, as I used to tell my daughters. Yeah, there's cold bunnies in the woods today. Those little tails are just shivering back and forth. Nah, those bunnies got enough fur on them. They're okay. Don't worry about them. But, hey, we are at the Big Shoe, the Schaumburg, really, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, Schaumburg Convention Center. Even on the coldest day of the year yesterday, we had a huge crowd, lots of kids, lots of adults, people having fun. It was such a great thing to see. I want everybody to come on out today and tomorrow. It is just going to be even bigger and better and lots of things for everybody to do. Plenty of stuff for kids to see, touch. In my booth, we got the Forest Preserve District of Cook County and all their brochures, but we also have some of the Nature Center people, so you can see different furs from different of the animals in the forest preserves. I mean, it is really so cool, and the kids are so attentive. And you know what? I think the adults are enjoying it even more than the kids, so it's really a good time. And we've got so much going on. That's this weekend at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Remember, there's parking, free parking. There's inside outside parking. But there's also a brand new 900 car multi-story parking lot, and basically you park your car and you walk about 50-60 feet from the parking lot into the hotel lobby, and then you walk through the hotel. So that's as much as you're outside. I mean, it's super. It's so easy. So let's have some fun and have a great time at the Schaumburg Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Chicagoland Fishing Expo. I keep blowing the name on that. I'm sorry, everybody. Hey, but you know what? You can hear in my voice, I'm a little hoarse from talking. Next weekend, we will be at the Canada. Boy, I can even do that being that low in my voice. At the Kane County Fairgrounds again. All the lodges from Canada, so many of them will be there, along with some of our favorite anglers that we're going to meet and talk to while we're out there. So let's not pass that up next weekend. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll be down at the Tinley Park Outdoor Show. So that'll be another fun show to do, you know, just rounding out some of the shows in the Chicagoland area. Really, I mean, there is so much stuff going on. Hey, yes, it's been brutally cold. But you know what? We live up north. You know what that means? That means you put on your jacket. I feel so sorry for the people that work outside. Oh, my goodness gracious. My heart bleeds for you guys. I mean, it is brutal out there. But, you know, like I said, we're from Chicago. You put on an extra layer. You put on your hat. You put on your rubber goulashes. Boy, that's a term I bet you a lot of people haven't heard. Your rubber goulashes on your feet if you're going to go out and when we have some snow. So don't pass any of it up. Let's get out and enjoy the great outdoors, even if we're indoors enjoying the great out of doors. I also want to tell all of it. So many people that came up to my booth, I would say to them, you know, listen to Chauncey if you can't get up and listen to the show like you all are. Just turn around and go to the ESPN Chicago app or the Chauncey's Great Outdoors app and click on the, you know, my face on the screen, and boom, you can hear the show on the ESPN app. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. And I would take people's phone and say, here, let me show you. With my thumbs. I guess this classifies me as an 8-year-old. Say, I can do this on the telephone. And, you know, set up their phone to listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors 24/7. So that means you can have your cup of coffee at 8 o'clock on Saturday when you wake up, but you're still listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. On this week's show, first up, a little birdie told me that Violet Tolley, a local professional female bass fisherman and seminar speaker, is who's going to be at the show doing seminars today. She's going to be coming on in our little news room teletype time. And then after her, it's going to be followed by Jim Crowley. That's right. Crazy Jimmy. We haven't heard from Jimmy in a while. Well, he's up at the All Canada show in Milwaukee, ain't it, hey? And after that, he'll be going to Chicago next weekend. But he'll be talking about the show there at the Kane County Fairground. And then the 2-time Angler of the Year, this is like Michael Jordan-ish, guys and ladies. 2-time Angler of the Year, back-to-back wins for Bassmasters. This is unbelievable. And he's going to be at the Schaumburg Show doing seminars, working in the Daiwa booth. He wants you to come up and talk to him. He wants to, see your photos of fish. He wants to take pictures with you. It's just a magnificent guy, and he's such a good angler and good with people and great with kids talking about fishing, so you can't pass that up. And then we're going to hear from my grandson, Aiden, about the West Michigan Fishing Report. I have no idea because they've been pounded by lake effect, and we're talking various. I mean, they even had 100 and over 100 car pileup during the week, so up in Western Michigan. So please, lake effect is it's not an easy thing to drive through or live through. Just bundle up and go drive slow. That's right, drive slow, everybody. It'll be better. Well, you know what? I'm getting the high sign from Mario that says, "Hey, the teletype machine is going. Let's hear what's there." Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you guess what? I've got somebody on the phone. I love talking with this young woman. I love fishing with this young woman. I love learning about the outdoors with this one woman. This woman can drive a truck, back up a boat, a trailer down a ramp, catch bass all day, and come home. And she's just marvelous. Violet Tolley. How are you, Violet?
Hi, Chauncey. How are you? I'm so glad you... really highlighted my backing up skill. That's wonderful. And don't forget, we do the catch and cook too. I can cook. I can cook those yummy perch.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I mean, but really, I have known Violet. I mean, I think I started knowing her when she was about maybe 15 years old. So yeah, that's 10 years ago. So she's still young.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And, but really, she is speaking at the Chicagoland Fishing Expo on Friday. But she's speaking on Saturday, today, and Sunday, correct?
Correct. All 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be doing one of my favorite topics. And it's actually a topic that I think a lot of people don't really pay attention to. It's finesse fishing for bass.
Now, what are you talking about when you're saying finesse fishing?
Well, there's all kinds of different, terms for finesse. Really, the finesse, what I would say is, really what it comes down to is slowing down and downsizing your baits. Everybody wants to throw a big bait, get a big fish. Yeah, and that works. Absolutely. But, mm-hmm. We're in an area, as you know, Chauncey, we got a lot of places to fish, but there are a lot of people fishing the same places. I mean, this is a big populated area in Chicagoland. We have some great places to fish, but everybody knows about them. Mm-hmm. And so those fish have seen all those lures. So with finesse fishing, I teach people how to downsize their bait, slow down a little bit, use some different presentations with the same bait, and you put more fish in the boat. It's very simple, but a lot of people overlook it.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, that's, I'll never forget. One of the, biggest, steelhead I ever caught, believe it or not, I was perch fishing with a Cubby Mini Mite.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, some of my biggest fish. Yeah. My biggest fish are on the smallest baits. My biggest smallmouth on a Ned rig. My biggest salmon was on like a little tiny spoon. I mean, it's crazy how it works. And it's just, sometimes it's also just a matter of slowing down. And, you know, like I said, I always tell everybody, if you you don't need 50 baits, you know, you need one bait and you just need to be able to present it, you know, 5 to 8 different ways. And it's amazing what you can do with slow down a little bit and downsize.
Exactly. And, you know, and Mother Nature is going to, will tell us what to feed the fish, but we just got to learn how to listen to her. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Now, it's, you know how it is. It's seasonal. It's like 1 week this works, next week this works. But, you know, I'm going to basically just talk about, you know, I try to simplify. I mean, it's fishing. I mean, really, it's not rocket science, but sometimes you think it is. Sometimes it seems like it's rocket science because you can't catch anything with no matter what you got in the tackle box.
Yeah.
But some days, you know, it's simple. So I simplify it and I give people a variety of ways to fish those baits and to kind of give them some new tactics and stuff that's going to put, like I said, more fish in the boat. I mean, it'll bring you trophies, but what I always say is sometimes quality isn't always accessible where we're at. So I go with quantities. You want to have fun, you put more fish in the boat.
Exactly. And you've fished tournaments of, you know, you're fishing the waters that you said are pounded by other people, the Chain of Lakes, Geneva, Delavan, I remember
the local
when
rivers, Fox River, Mississippi. Yeah. Everything gets pounded. Nothing's sacred. And what we call nothing sacred anymore. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about everything. And when you think you're the only one who knows that spot, trust me, like, you know, 10 people have been there that morning before you. And what I always say is, if you want to be a good fisherman, you don't have to go out to Canada and go all over the place and, oh, that's where I'm going to catch fish. If you want to be a good fisherman, you better be able to catch fish in the water and any body of water, really.
Yeah.
And so I'm basically going to give you some more information and more techniques to be able to catch fish, more fish in the body of waters you've already been fishing in.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why some of the northern anglers, as I like to put it, are doing so well on the bass tournaments circuits.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we have to fish waters that are multiple seasons, multiple, you know, we're fishing in everything. And, you know, we're not just fishing a warm day down in, you know, Lake Carlton someplace. We're fishing Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and pounding the waters. We're in all kinds of weather. We have to get better. And actually, going downsize with poor weather can increase your odds.
And absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head right there. We are in an area where we have seasons and, you know, spring is vastly different from summer, which is vastly different from fall. Then we got water fluctuations and, you know, and you get, it's just, we have a lot of seasons. So that designates how they're going to feed. And, you know, and those finesse tactics work year round. I mean, granted, you could take a big power bait and catch those fish all time of the year, but sometimes, you know, you might just get one or two fish. I need 10 fish, you know? Mm-hmm. And so sometimes slowing down works. And yeah, and the power fishing works as well. But like I said, most people, I find that 90% of the people overlook those finesse tactics. And I've had a lot of people say, hey, I tried that tactics and wow, Violet, I've been putting a lot more fish in the boat. You know, they're all different sizes, but at least you're getting more variety.
Yeah. Exactly. And one of the things where I don't care what level of angler you are, whether you're, you know, male or female anglers. I mean, you know, you can learn something from Violet by watching her, listening to her, watching her, how she works a bait through, because you're doing these seminars from the hog trough, aren't you?
Yeah. And it's a wonderful presentation. You could see the bait going through the water. You could see everything up close and you could see how the fish react to it.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, it's like watching a good football game. You could cheer the fish on when he's getting close to that bait. Oh, no.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, Violet, how do we get more women active with fishing in the great outdoors?
You know what? What we need to do is having these shows, having more opportunity. One of the things that I always promote, I always try to get, you know, the young girls out there that want to fish, that, you know, get them more opportunity, just get on the water. I mean, really, that's all it really comes out to is just go out there. I started pond hopping. I just started fishing with my dad. I didn't expect on going into tournaments or anything like that. But the nice thing is it's the community of anglers around that really encouraged me to go fishing more and not be so intimidated. And so basically share, this is one of the reasons I do these seminars. I like to share the knowledge. And oh, yeah. I tell everybody, I said, listen, you see me at the show. If I'm not on the hog trough, I'm only up there for, 45 minutes to an hour. For the rest of the show, I'm there all day long at different booths. And so you see me walk around, stop me, say hi, let's yes. talk fishing. I mean, I have no secrets. I mean, I'm not going to say, oh, I can't tell you that bait because it's a secret. No, nothing's really, it's a secret for about an hour. Mm-hmm. And then after that, in the next hour, they want something else. Oh. So I'll be happy to show you, the base. I give people spots, either spots on the Fox River. I have different ponds that I used to fish at and lakes. I'll tell you all about it. It's, I want you to catch fish. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way we're going to be able to encourage, especially, women in the sport is we can't be intimidated by it. We just have to share the information and stick together. I mean, we're all part of the same community.
So mm-hmm. it's going to be cold outside, but that's okay, everybody. You dress warm, drive your car, park it, you're inside all day. Plan to be there all day to have some fun, enjoy this, be part of the great outdoors indoors at this show, because you can't go wrong. On Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday, it's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., correct?
Correct.
And your seminars are what time?
I have Friday at 1:30. Mm-hmm. Saturday at 3:30 mm-hmm. and Sunday at 1:30.
And if you could, she's walking around the show. You could stop her. Mm-hmm. She'll be, and she's always at the Lake County Water Sports booth, right?
Yep. Lake County Water Sports or Grant Rods. Mm-hmm. And you'll see me. I'll have my jersey on with my name on back. You'll see it tally right on the back. And mm-hmm. so you guys just stop me and let's talk fishing. I'd love to hear it.
Exactly. And I want everybody, because you know what? Out of so many people that I interview about in the great outdoors over the many years that I've been doing this, Violet is one of the greatest people that wants to teach you, whether you're a man, woman, or kid, to be out, catch fish, and enjoy the great outdoors.
Absolutely.
Violet, absolutely. Thanks so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, Chauncey. I appreciate everything you do.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen, Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with a monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to announce their latest addition to the Waterworks family of boats, Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes to cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax. Bayliner is just the boat for you. But Waterworks is offering savings after you get the Waterworks low price with a pre-spring rebate of $3,500 from Bayliner or $3,000 on a low boat or $7,500 on some Lund models. Now that's a sale, and they will pay for your U.S. Coast Guard boating safety class. So go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and low boats. Or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Baby. Ice fish, baby.
Hey guys, stop. Grab your bait and listen. Ice is on the lake, so we're going fishing. With me is my best friend Mike. We're hitting Lake Boykin for the trophy.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
I loaded up a truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought the beer. Sorrows. I got a nice pair of boots to go with my hat, my blazer, and suit. But that ain't enough. So I chew and treat pair of heavy-duty flannel thermal underwear.
Hey,
everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I want you to circle your calendar because, you know, it's that time of the year. Yeah, you know, it's sports show season. There's something happening all the time. But this time we are talking with the one, the only, the master of bass fishing, lure making, rod building, and, you know, he does a nice job once in a while of other things, too. But we've got Jim Crowley, who's going to talk to us about the, let's not go there. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be singing either. I got news for you. So okay. We're excited to be back with the All Canada Show, though. It's St. Charles again. So that I'm excited about that. It's always a great time in Chicago.
Yeah, and that's next weekend, everybody, the 29th through February 1st at the St. Charles. The Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, Illinois. Jim, you've been at a couple of the other shows. I mean, are the Canadian lodges excited about coming to Chicago?
Oh, yeah, they're thrilled. We were actually talking about it at the first show, at the Milwaukee show, because there's actually some new lodges that haven't been with us before. And so they were like, man, we keep hearing the Chicago show is the biggest show. And it is. You know, there's going to be well over 100 lodges and outfitters at this show. And as I said, we're bringing some new ones in. And the plan is to keep growing it. And it's always the biggest and best that the show can be in Chicago. So The whole caravan is coming there February 29th to February 1st, as you said.
Yeah. And I mean, this is people go, okay, you know, maybe you've been to Canada and you're going there to meet the lodge guys that you're with, or maybe you're looking for another lodge to go out with, or I want to talk to the people who have never talked to a lodge owner and say, what do they look for? You know, I mean, I think, you know, some are species specific, some are, you know, what does it all mean? Like when they say the American plan or the other plan?
Sure. So you have American plan and you have housekeeping. Housekeeping plan is your basics. I'm going to a lodge like that in Ontario called Indianta Resort this coming year. And that is a housekeeping plan. It's basic. We're bringing all the food and we're actually bringing our boat. And they have boats there if you want to rent, but you provide your own food. When you have American plan, depending on the lodge, it means they're going to supply the meals. They can have the boat and motor there on their plan. And more of the amenities are taken care of for you when you go. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm. So the American plan is like you show up and they take care of it all.
Yeah. Yeah. And you even have lodges that are all inclusive spots. There's a couple other one I can think of, Shady Roost up there on Lake of the Woods. They're all inclusive. So once you get there, everything is taken care of. You don't even need a boat. So there is something there for everybody's budget. You can go just a drive in. You can go to the remote forest fly in that you can possibly get. There's going to be numerous provinces that are going to be represented at the All Canada Show and more in Chicago than at any of the other shows. So we've got a packed house and we are ready. It's going to be a great show this year.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things is when somebody wants to talk to a lodge owner, they just say, hey, listen, I've never gone. I'm thinking about going. Why should I be coming here? Right?
Yeah. And that's it. I usually tell people when somebody asks me, well, what should I do first? I'm like, well, figure out what your budget is and then figure out what you want to do. Is this going to be a friend's trip? Is this going to be a family trip? I talked to several people this past weekend at the show that it was a generational trip. So grandpa, his son and his grandson were going to be going on a trip. So figure out what you want to do, what everybody wants to go catch, and then start planning that way. Do you just want to do a drive-in? Chances are it's probably going to be Ontario. There are some in Manitoba. And then maybe you want to do a flyout. So once you put all that together, there's always people at the All Canada Show to answer all your questions. It's, you know, I've said this for the 17 years I've been doing the show, Chance. The only question you don't get at the All Canada Show is the one that you don't ask.
Yeah, you're right on that one. Now, you know, when you look at Canada, especially Ontario, I mean, the as a new beginner, you may not want to make the trip way far north looking for, you know, the huge pike or the you know, muskie or whatever. You know, you're looking, you know, cross the border a couple of hours, find a lodge, and there's a lot of as they say, drive-in lodges that you can, you know, drive to with your vehicle or boat if you're trolling one. But then you also have places that you go to a spot and they fly you into the hinterland.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, so those could be outpost cabins. I've done that before too, where you drive to a certain place or you get to the lodge, and then from the lodge they fly you to one of their outposts, and you are just away from everything. I mean, your phone's good for a paperweight, pretty much. Mm-hmm. You know, and you are there. Those are pretty cool, and there are people who like those outposts and being just completely away from everything and everyone. And those options are mm-hmm. easily available.
Yeah. Now, you know, when you go to these lodges, you should ask about guides. Is that true?
Yeah. So, you know, there are some lakes that are unguided. There are some lakes that will provide you a map. I've even heard of lodges that if you bring your boat, they will load your chip in your, you know, in your locator mm-hmm. with great spots to do. But yeah, I always say especially a big body of water, and if you're going to one of those resorts that really offers an American plan too, that you can do that. Like, you know, I want a guide for several days. That's going to be, especially on a body of water like Lake of the Woods, mm-hmm. without question, that's going to be the safest way to get around that lake on a consistent basis. Because as good as GPS is, some of those rocks aren't there, still haven't been found except for people by accident.
Yeah, they find it the hard way. But thank you. You know. The other thing I always get a kick out of is, you know, people get in their boats, and we do this here. We do this in the States. You get in your boat, and you fly all the way to the other side of the lake. You know, you take a 45-minute-hour boat ride to the other side of the lake, and the guys on that side are flying all the way over to the in front of the lodge that I'm staying at. You know? I mean, don't be surprised when the lodge owner says, you know, there's a weed bed about 75 yards in front of our dock, and we just go out there and catch every fish we want, you know?
Yeah, and that can happen. One of the biggest muskies I hooked a couple years ago at a lodge I was at was I was just dropping a jigging wrap down off the dock for perch, and end up hooking a small perch, and end up having a 45-inch muskie grab that small perch that I fought for, you know, 10 minutes. So, I mean, you don't always have to go really, really far. You're already in the Canada. You'd be surprised that's one of the reasons that the fishing is so good. It's mm-hmm. so good just about everywhere. And make no mistake about it, those lodges want you to catch fish. The guides they assign you to, those guides want you to catch fish. It makes a much more enjoyable experience for everyone.
Oh yeah, God, yes. Now the other thing too is the all infamous shore lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, you should make sure you ask. It says, you know, does the guide provide, you know, do they do shore lunch and stuff? And most places do that, right?
Yes, they do. Actually, we were doing a thing for a television show last week and showing what, you know, a quote unquote authentic shore lunch looks like, with, you know, fried walleye that you catch in the morning. I like northern pike, so sometimes we'll catch some northern pike, and then you have potatoes and green beans, and chances are just about every guide I've ever had has their own special recipe. So mm-hmm. going to the resorts all these years, you've got to try a bunch of different ways that people do their shore lunch, and that is really enjoyable, because you can learn some great ways to cook exactly the same stuff at home, but it's going to be much better on an island.
Yeah. And the competition between guides a lot of times isn't how many fish they caught, or what guide was with somebody that caught a big pike or muskie or smallmouth. It's like, which one makes the better lunch?
It's whose food tastes better. That's what it is.
That's exactly it. And that's the cool part. The other thing too, Jim, is, you know, and this is what we really got to instill in our, how do I put this gently, our, you know, the anglers that have been going up with their buddies and stuff for years, or maybe five of their buddies are going up there. You know, you got some younger anglers at home that you need to be taking up to Canada.
Yeah, I don't think we should be saying that gently at all. Get the kids off the couch and take them with you.
That's right.
Because they're going to have a great time. And those are the way to build memories with your kids that they're going to always remember. My dad started taking me to Canada when I was 7 years old. That was well over 50 years ago. And I still remember the first fish I caught. And that was a smallmouth bass. And that's how I got hooked.
Yeah.
That's just how it went.
And not to sound, but, you know, when you start losing some of your buddies and stuff like that, you got the younger guys that are going to keep you younger. They're going to keep you younger about going up north, and then you'll become the old sage saying, okay, back in 21, we did this, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, it was really cool the last couple of years that we have been seeing a lot more of the kids in the group, because there's some fun stuff at the show for the kids to do, you know, taking pictures with different things and a big bear and some props and all kinds of stuff. And it's fun. And it is. It's really good to see. I mean, I saw a couple families, husband, wife, and their two kids standing around tables, you know, this past weekend at the show. And while, you know, my kids like to do this, is there a place to swim? Yes. Can we take them with the guide? Yes. And just going through the questions so they know they're planning a family adventure. It's just great to see.
Oh, God, yes. And ladies, get a bunch of the ladies together, you know, go with your husband, boyfriend, whatever. I mean, you know, hey, get out to Canada, because you're going to have so much fun. You're going to be dragging more of your friends with you to Canada next year.
Yeah, and chances are the wives or girlfriends are usually going to outfish the guys anyway. That's just how it goes.
Don't even try. Don't put money down on anything, because they're going to win anyway. So, you know, it's not worth it. Jim, I'm going to be at the All Canada show. Once again, everybody, that's next week. But I'm also going to be bringing a bunch of Dan Baser's old fishing lure displays.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be really, really cool. That's fun. Hey, I wanted to make sure I told you, we're also doing something at the show that's called You Book It, We Buy It. So anybody who books a trip on the floor at the All Canada show, your name's going to be put in a hat. If the All Canada show picks your name out, they're going to buy your trip.
No kidding.
Yeah. So how cool is that? On top of that, they're also doing a grand prize trip giveaway. Mm-hmm. This is neat. It's a fantastic all-inclusive fishing package for two to Watson's Windy Point Lodge for 4 days. And get this, airfare to the lodge is included. This is, I saw their booth. It looks like an absolutely awesome looking place. So you've got a chance to win a trip, and you have a chance to have your trip paid for.
I'm there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is. Hey, when are the hours of the show again?
Sure. Thursday is 5 to 9. And if you come on Thursday night, everybody who comes gets a free daredevil lure, just a tradition of the All Canada show. Friday is going to be, I think we go 3 to 9 or 3 to 8, something like that. And then Friday, it's 3:30 to 9, I think. And then Saturday is 10 to 6, and Sunday is 10 to 3. I'm going to tell you those again because I messed up on that time. My thumb was over it. Thursday is 5 to 9. Friday is 3 to 8. Mm-hmm. Saturday is 10 to 6. And Sunday, the most important day of the All Canada show, because all veterans get in free. Mm-hmm. Sunday is 10 to 3.
10 to 3. Children 17 and under are free. Parking is free, and you could always find yourself a cold beverage and a shore lunch there. Most important, if you have any questions about crossing the border, there are people there that can answer the questions.
Yeah, and then tickets at the door are $14. Online, they are $12. Mm-hmm. 17 and under kids are free, and you can get a full weekend pass for $20.
Sounds good to me, Jim. Are we going to have a good time there next weekend?
What else is new? We always do, buddy.
I know. You get me and you in the same room and the world just goes crazy. The world will go crazy. All right, buddy. Take care.
God bless you, man. See ya.
All right. Remember that, everybody. That's next weekend, All Canada Show, Kane County Fairgrounds, January 29th through February 1st. Be there. Have some fun with Crowley, me, and a couple hundred Canadian lodges. God, that sounds like a party. So you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fishing Expo.
That's right. January 22nd through the 25th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Mike Iaconelli, Chris Johnson, Violet Talley, Steve Welch, and others. Shop in over 100 exhibits and sail on gear and tackle you won't believe. Let's not pass up boats, electronics, and book your next hunting trip. All your needs under one roof and tons of family fun. January 22nd through the 25th. Tickets at ChicagoSportsShows.com.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to announce their latest addition to the Waterworks family of boats, Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes to cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax.
Bayliner is just the boat for you. But Waterworks is offering savings after you get the Waterworks low price with a pre-spring rebate of $3,500 from Bayliner, or $3,000 on a low boat, or $7,500 on some Lund models. Now that's a sale, and they will pay for your U.S. Coast Guard boating safety class. So go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and low boats. Or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada Show is here, the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the country. Meet the lodge owners, enjoy new seminar speakers, register to win an amazing Canadian adventure, grab a shore lunch, kids get in free, and everyone gets a collector's daredevil lure opening night. January 29th through February 1st at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discount tickets are at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
I'm a blind.
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hi, this is Bill Cullerton, and you're listening to Chauncey Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors here on ESPN. And remember, they're hearing this everywhere east of the Mississippi River. And, well, with the stream, they hear it everywhere in the world. And we know of our fans in Europe that are listening to us. Good morning and good afternoon. I should say to all of them. But on the phone right now, we've got a great, I mean, Chris Johnson. All I can say, Chris, thanks for coming on the show. And I don't think people realize that winning Angler of the Year back-to-back is an achievement beyond winning the Bassmaster Classic.
I never dreamt of doing it, to be honest. Just to win it once would have been awesome, but I definitely did not expect to win it 2 years in a row. So mm-hmm. That one was a blessing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So congratulations on that. You've been with Bassmaster Classic. You've done that, but you're coming to Chicago for the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, which is on it's Thursday, the 22nd through the 25th, but you're going to be here on Friday and Saturday to talk about some, fishing and using forward-facing lures and all kinds of stuff to kind of...
Anything anyone wants to talk about, yeah, but I'm going to start with kind of different smallmouth techniques where... I spend a lot of time catching smallmouth up north. Mm-hmm. And then, the next seminar is going to be all these new forward facing, techniques, kind of from how I set my graph up to all these new, innovative baits that are coming out for forward facing. And if anyone has any questions, I don't care if it's fishing largemouth in Florida, we'll open it up to a discussion at the end.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things, I mean, and for the people that, yeah, know your name very, very well. But one of the things I want to talk about is you're a professional angler. You fish all over the United States. You're from Canada. You're originally from Canada. You fished all around Canada. But I'm finding that the anglers that grew up north of the Mason-Dixon line, and you're pretty far north of the Mason-Dixon coming from Canada.
Yeah.
Your ability to fish in different weather, I think, is a great asset that the people that are coming to your seminars are going to learn from, because they're learning from somebody that fishes the same type of weather you do.
Yeah, which isn't always nice weather.
No,
that's for sure.
When the wind is blowing and the snow is coming, there's Chris on the bow, pitching and grinding, you know?
Yeah, which is not exactly enjoyable, but sometimes you got to do it. And for me, that's what pays the bill. So I got to get out there and fish in it. But I do find the northern anglers, too, are typically more diversified in their fishing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why a lot of guys are having success south of the Dixon line, as you say, because up north, we have to be able to catch smallmouth, we have to be able to catch largemouth in all different ways. And I think it makes us very diversified.
Yeah, because, you know, you're, when you look at your tackle box, it's a plethora of different colors, lures, lips, this, that, plastics. And when you look at the tackle box of a lot of guys that just live in the southern part, it's not as diverse. And I think that's where it helps you as an angler, and definitely your seminars are going to show that, because you're able to reach into that bag and say, okay, this is what I'm going to use because this is the situation I'm in right now, where the other ones may have not been exposed to it.
Oh, 100%. You're correct. It's funny. I have some buddies that, I don't know, 5-10 years ago in Florida, they only owned like one or two spinning rods. So, but then they come up north and they, unfortunately, they wouldn't really know how to target smallmouth on light finesse gear. Whereas up north, we have to have all the spinning rods, the finesse stuff. But hey, we go flip reeds for largemouth and heavy cover and do frogging and stuff up north too. So I feel like the northern guys kind of get painted as just smallmouth fishermen, but we really have it all. And we're pretty spoiled that way with the fisheries we have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And besides, you know, you're fishing for the big behemoth largemouth bass, or you're fishing with the bass with an attitude, the smallmouth.
Yep. Yep. 100%. So hopefully I can teach people a few tricks, and I'm going to bring down some of my secret baits. I'll be in Alabama, and I'm going to fly back just for this seminar, and then I'll fly back down to Alabama, and my tournament season is going to kick off. So
yeah.
I'm going to bring a suitcase full of different lures, and we're going to put them on the tank, and tell the people what they want to hear about these lures and why I throw them. And I think it'll help their success rate next summer.
Now, the other thing too, Chris, is yes, you're going to do stuff on the tank and things like that, but you also want people to come up to you, to talk to you, to ask questions, to interact with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, 100%. That's the best way to learn, is just kind of one-on-one. And I'm going to do some seminars on the tank, but then I'll probably hang out at the Daiwa booth, and I'll be there all day. So if people have a question about a certain scenario that they use or they have and they just want a tip, that's the chance to come on over, say hi, and we'll talk fishing for 10 or 15 minutes. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, they can pick my brain.
Yeah. And once again, everybody, the thing about being angler of the year with Bassmasters like Chris is for back to back. I mean, we're talking Michael Jordan-ish here in the fishing industry, you know, he's working his way up to being right up there with, Kevin Van Dam. And,
well, we don't want to push it. I got a lot of work to do, but
yeah,
I appreciate you even mentioning me in the same realm as KVDs.
Oh yeah.
But
I mean,
I got some work to do, and, I don't know. My season starts, in 2 weeks. So, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
And once the thing about being angler of the year doesn't mean you won one tournament, like a classic or an open. You have to consistently pop into the top end of so many tournaments throughout the season that he's in to, you know, be given this award of the angler of the year. And, you know, it's like, okay, you can have one great tournament and then you could have a down tournament. Angler of the year, there's no such thing as up and down. You are doing it every time. And that's why it's a great honor. And 2 years in a row, 24 and 25, and I'm definitely going to keep an eye on you in 26, my friend, you know.
I appreciate that. And I've never been to the Chicago show, so I'm looking forward to it. They tell me it's a great show. It's busy, and there's a lot of people there wanting to learn. So,
oh yeah.
I'm not gonna hold anything back. I'll show everyone this is what I'm throwing out of my tackle box when I'm fishing tournaments, whether it's on the Great Lakes or down in, I think I'm heading to Gunnersville first.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show them all the techniques that the tournament anglers are using.
Exactly. And you know what? When you get into Chicago, we're gonna have to educate you in a good Italian beef sandwich, thin crust pizza, and all the finer things in life in Chicago, you know?
I'm looking forward to it.
That's going to be good. Well, once again, I want to thank you so much for coming on the program, talking about coming to the great Chicagoland Fishing Expo at the Schaumburg Convention Center. You're going to be there Friday the 23rd at 1230 in the morning, at 1230 in the morning. What am I saying? 1230 at noon.
doing your seminar up on the Hog Trough, as we all like to call it. And then you're doing later that day, you're doing another seminar with them at 5:30 up on the Hog Trough once again. And then on Saturday, you're going to be swinging that rod again, telling people how to catch these fish at 11:30 on the Hog Trough. And also, I want to say at 4:30 on the Hog Trough. So these are the seminars about how to use forward-facing lures and catching those giant, big fish with an attitude, bronze back, whatever you want to call them, the most fun bass fish to catch, the smallmouth, right?
No, that sounds good. I think seminar schedule is all online. They got a bunch of other speakers coming, too. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah. And when Chris isn't fishing, everybody, he loves to hunt. Don't be afraid to ask him about that 6x7 Elkie shot. That's a trophy and a half in my books. Chris, thanks so much for coming on.
I appreciate having me. I'll look forward to seeing you in Chicago.
Yeah, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo.
That's right, January 22nd through the 25th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Mike Iaconelli, Chris Johnson, Violet Talley, Steve Welch, and others. Shop in over 100 exhibits and sail on gear and tackle you won't believe. Let's not pass up boats, electronics, and book your next hunting trip. All your needs under one roof and tons of family fun. January 22nd through the 25th. Tickets at ChicagoSportsShows.com.
Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills wants to announce their latest addition to the Waterworks family of boats, Bayliner, a true recreational boat for those looking for a day on an inland body of water or that trip on the Great Lakes to cruise, fish, or just enjoy a day of water sports to relax. Bayliner is just the boat for you. But Waterworks is offering savings after you get the Waterworks low price with a pre-spring rebate of $3,500 from Bayliner or $3,000 on a low boat or $7,500 on some Lund models. Now that's a sale and they will pay for your U.S. Coast Guard boating safety class. So go to Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or go to waterworks.com and see the newest lineup of Bayliner, Lund, and low boats. Or just call them at 708-798-9700 and ask for that Chauncey price.
Catch the big one. The largest fishing show in the area returns, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo.
That's right, January 22nd through the 25th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts like Mike Iaconelli, Chris Johnson, Violet Talley, Steve Welch, and others. Shop in over 100 exhibits and sail on gear and tackle you won't believe. Let's not pass up boats, electronics, and book your next hunting trip. All your needs under one roof and tons of family fun. January 22nd through the 25th. Tickets at ChicagoSportsShows.com.
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada Show is here, the largest gathering of Canadian fishing and hunting lodges in the country. Meet the lodge owners, enjoy new seminar speakers, register to win an amazing Canadian adventure, grab a shore lunch, kids get in free, and everyone gets a collector's daredevil lure opening night. January 29th through February 1st at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. Free parking. Details and discount tickets are at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
You gone fishing.
How do you know?
There's a sign upon your door.
Mm-hmm.
Gone fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, you left a row half done. You claim hoeing ain't no fun.
I can prove it, though.
You ain't got no ambition.
You know, two great voices. I could listen to that tune all day long. Hey, everybody, this is the Chaunce, man. You got it right. We're at the Schaumburg Convention Center for the Chicagoland Fishing Expo, the big show in town. I mean, we are having a ball. There's well over 150 boats, whatever. There's boats here. There's kayaks here. There's fishing programs with kids for adults. There's seminars. There is so much to do here. You can't go wrong. And if it's cold outside, bundle up. Check in your coat when you get here if you don't want to carry it. And let's have some fun throughout the day. Next weekend, I'll be up in the St. Charles, Illinois for the Kane County Fairgrounds for the Muskie Show. Me, Mr. Crowley. Oh, yes, Mr. Crowley. We'll be having a lot of fun with them. But, you know, even today, seminar listening here at the Schaumburg Show, the Chicagoland Fishing Expo. I'm sorry, I had to take a sip of coffee here. Oliver Nye's doing a big bass seminar in the Hogue Trough at 10:30. We've got another Chris Johnson, right? You know, he's on at 11:30. This is like the lineup of the world. Ryan Whitaker, you know, the guy who's catching these smallmouths out of Lake Michigan with all kinds of jigs and plastics and everything else. You know, he's on at 12:30. I mean, you could just sit there, make sure you keep getting, you know, something to drink and having, you know, a cup of coffee and stuff like that. But I mean, who's after him? Ready? Lou Minetti. That's right. He's from, Bizbait. Make sure you stop over there at Bizbait and say, hey, Lou, I heard Chauncey talk about you on the show this morning, you know. But a lot of great products there at Bizbait's. And then, you know, this is not only at 1:30, folks. And then what else? At 2:30, Midwest Outdoors, Jim O'Neill, new technology equals more fish. I'm going to have to sit and listen to Jimmy talk about this one. I want to know what he's talking about. And then, you know, Violet Talley, we just had her on at the beginning of the show. She's on after that. Chris Johnson after her again, and then Oliver Nye is after. I mean, this is a day you could sit just at the Hogue Trough and listen to everybody. And we've got other great seminars going on in the seminar room throughout the day. Let's not pass that up, from salmon fishing to crappie fishing in Kentucky and Lake Shelbyville, Lake of the Woods. I mean, you line it up, folks. It's going to be great. And then, hey, tomorrow Sunday, it's family day at the show. I think it's the first 100 kids get a free fishing rod, so you can't go wrong with that. The double check, go on to the website. I want to make sure I got all my information right, because I've been going crazy for 4 days now. But, you know, there's a whole program for stuff like that, and there's lots of great seminars throughout even the last day of the show on Sunday, so don't pass it up. And once again, we're at the Schaumburg Convention Center for the Chicagoland Fishing Expo. Can't go wrong there. Hey, you know, we're talking about both shows. We have this show this weekend and next week in the All Canada show. And, you know, if you're in a little pinch, you could, you know, you want to get that summer flavor in the cold, cold bunny time, you can get yourself a shore lunch at the All Canada show. Walleye, fried taters. Oh, baby, I'm there. I'm there. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So we're going to enjoy that big time. You know what? I just got a little note on my phone that said, Chauncey, you haven't mentioned the Aiden Fishing Report yet. Okay, let's do the Aiden Fishing Report so I don't get many more text messages. This report is brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. He writes, Papa, the lake effect snow canceled school and made driving very dangerous, and my mom said, we're not going out. Okay. Yeah, moms are in charge. Remember that. Sis, Dad, and I have not gone out, but I have been very busy with my snow shoveling business, even though I'm not shoveling but snow blowing. I took all my fishing lures out of my tackle boxes and cleaned them with water only, no soap, like you said. I sharpened all the hooks and tightened the screws that were loose. I did find some holes in my tackle box. Maybe next time we come to Chicago, Grandma said I can go in the garage and see what you have extra of. and I think you have, might have some extra stuff. Aiden, you're doing a good job of making my extra stuff pile go down. I want you to know that. Love your fishing magician, Aiden. Once again, this was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hills, Low, Lund, and now Bayliner Recreational Boats, perfect for fishing and just having the family out on the water. You know, at the show here, there's so many things going on. We've got Cook County Forest Preserve Fisheries. We've got all the nature centers at my booth. The IDNR invasive species and other weird things that are in our, you know, environment is right across this from my booth. Jim Grant Outdoors has fishing rods. He's got all that stuff there. You could look at some really sweet looking fishing rods, Yellowbird fishing products, lures, planer boards, and a whole lot more that you have been catching fish for years on those lures. They're old standards, but they always work. Fishing clubs, Minnesota, Canadian lodges, retailers like Fish Tech, Presley Outdoors, and others that are there. You can't go wrong. You know, at the literally the Chicagoland Fishing Expo here in Schaumburg, Illinois. A little bit of a fishing report. 87th Street, yeah, that puppy's got iced up. We are definitely in the cold weather time, and you know, when you see them dropping concrete blocks tied to ropes or those, I wish I could remember what they call them. It's an exercise heavy iron ball that's got a big handle on it. There's a term for this, and I apologize, I don't remember what it's called, but they had those tied to ropes and they were dropping them on the ice to break the ice so they could fish a little bit of open water. I didn't see a lot of big fish that were caught, but I did see, you know, 7 inches, 8 inches, but they're a little bit on a small, slender side. But if you put in the time, you can, you know, get them all, and you could do well out there. We're seeing Cook County Forest Preserves. They don't check the ice, but it's your fish at your own risk. Stop and talk to them at the Forest Preserve booth there for the fisheries division. Arrowhead, Axehead, Beck, Baloo, Big Bend, Bodie South, Bullfrog, Bussy Maine, Bussy South, Flatfoot Green, Horsetail, Ida, Papoose, Maple, Powderhorn, Saganaski, Slough, Sag Quarry East and West, Tampere, Turtlehead, and Wampum. Whew, one breath. And a partridge in a pear tree. But, I mean, all of these things. Shabana Lake reports are slow. You got fair to good ice, but slow. Michigan, brutal. Brutal lake effect. I mean, very near Aiden's house, about probably 40 minutes south, 45, not even that, 45 southwest of his house, they had over 100 car pileup on US 131. Please, if you're driving in snow, people, there's the best thing you can do is take your foot off the gas pedal. Don't do 70 miles an hour. Slow down, drive safely. That's the best way. So that way you'll come home to your family every single time. Hayward, cold, slow fishing. Remember that. Here's a little tip when you're ice fishing. Dry a bunch of holes. Drill a bunch of holes. That way you can move around easily, find things, do this, do that. And you'll be a lot better off. If you're not catching fish, move in 10 minutes. That's the key. That's the key. Well, Mario's playing his flute, so that means I got to get out of here. Go back to the show. And this is from my friend Apensui Majuwa. And I think Mario will agree on this one. Even on the coldest day of the year, the birds in the sky, the animals in the forest, and the fish in the lakes and ponds all welcome the rising sun and the beginning of a new day. Maybe if we listen, we could learn what the creatures of the forest know by welcoming the sun in the morning with them. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we're catching. We just need to get out to come out to the Chicagoland Fishing Expo this weekend, all Canada next weekend, and let's have some fun in the great outdoors, indoors. We'll see you, everybody. Take care.